This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You know, nothing stops us from coming in. Not rain, not sleet, not snow, not Christmas.
There's nothing that stops us, and especially when you get to talk to a cool company that we're talking to today, who is also joining us on Christmas morning. So, anyway, it's been a great 2015. Looking forward to 2016. We have some pretty interesting conversations coming up the next month.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting into this one.
All right. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Daniel Easton, Marketing Director with Atlantic Station. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for carving out some very valuable time away from your family on this holiday morning. Here. So the show must go on, right?
Yes, indeed.
So before we get into Atlantic Station, I'm sure most people listening to this are very familiar with all the amazing things going on there. Take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about Daniel Easton. Tell us about you and your background.
Okay. Well, I've been with the property now for 4 years. Came on board to start up a concierge service there. So if you're ever on property, be sure and stop by and see them. They've got all kinds of great information. They're there to help and really make the most of your shopping day for you. Before that, I was with the Coca-Cola company for 12 years.
Cool. Yeah.
So go Big Red. You know, please continue to enjoy Coca-Cola, you know, shareholder still. So it was a great company.
Now I get why he's doing that.
Great company. Enjoyed that. So, and prior to that, I came up in the retail environment. So through college and, you know, came from department store retailing. So,
Cool. Many of us know about the great opportunities at Atlantic Station, but tell us a little more about them for shopping, dining, entertainment, all that live, work, play greatness.
Well, we call ourselves a city within a city for quite a few reasons, actually. We kind of are over there on the other side of Midtown. Of course, we consider ourselves part of Midtown and partner with different businesses in the Midtown Alliance frequently, but we've got over 30 retailers. We've got 17 restaurants there, all kinds of services. There's a Piedmont Physicians. We've got a dental office. You know, there's just a dry cleaner on property, just anything and everything you might need. Of course, we've got Publix as one of our anchors, a great grocery store there. Dillard's is, of course, another large anchor, and you can stop in and see movies, of course. Regal 18, actually the biggest in the Southeast for Regal.
Wow.
So, yeah, and easy to get to. We've got a complimentary shuttle from the Art Center station. So if you're taking MARTA, just stop at the Art Center station and get a free ride over. We've got 2 hours of free parking in our deck. So that's always nice. If you got a quick trip planned, we've got over 7,000 spaces underneath property. So there's convenience there. So yeah, you can do it all at Atlantic Station.
No, it's a great, great, great place. Before we talked about some of the holiday activities, the force is strong with Atlantic Station.
Indeed.
You just had a wicked cool Star Wars marathon. Tell us all about that.
Well, it all kicked off at 4 a.m. on the 17th. We were one of only two theaters in the state that actually had a marathon of all six of the movies, starting with the prequels and going through Return of the Jedi. Mm. And then that 17th in the evening, we had the actual premiere of the new Star Wars film. So,
wow.
You know, we even got some characters out on our ice skating rink, which is still going on. It's actually open today on Christmas Day. You can skate till, I believe, 10 p.m. So we had Darth Vader out on the ice. We've got several of the characters out around on property that we had, and we had a great turnout for that. So it was a lot of fun. Made the most
probably,
of a big
through
event.
Through this Star Wars marathon, it pumped a couple $1 trillion into the local economy.
I think
what a cool event.
Yeah. It was a big, big deal for us there, sure.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Wasn't that a record-breaking moment for the theater?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely by far. It's we don't have all the final numbers just yet, but we're sure it's going to be the biggest we've ever seen for Regal. And of course, our restaurants and retailers benefit from that.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about some of your holiday activities. I believe you have the best kept Santa secret in town.
Well, I think we do. We've got a great Santa cottage there in Central Park. We actually sourced it from Pennsylvania, some Amish builders that sent it down to us. So it's a very unique place to come and see Santa. Of course, his final day with us was yesterday, and he's off back to the North Pole. But we've got a lot of fun that we have with Santa every year. Of course, that gets started with our tree lighting that always takes place the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So we had a great time in Central Park of this season, but you can still stop in to Central Park and see our snow shows. And that goes through New Year's Day. And from Sunday to Thursday, we've got a show at 7 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, they start at 6 p.m. and go until 9. So that's a great tradition. We get great crowds out for that. And it actually snows in Central Park. It's set to music and it's a lot of fun.
Now, Lord Vader may be gone, but but skating is still going on and goes on for how long?
Skating will continue through February 14th. So Valentine's Day is the last day for skate. As I said, it's open today. We plan going into the new year through January and into February. We'll do some throwback Thursday evenings where if you enjoy skating to 60s music or the 70s or the 80s, or of course the 80s are my favorite, but we're going to do different decades that you can skate to and just have some fun activities out on the ice. So yeah, it's a 10,000 square foot rink. It's the largest actually in the Southeast. So
wow,
they do a great job though, maintaining the ice, and yeah, come on out and skate. It's a lot of fun.
Good stuff. All right. Daniel Easton will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right. And we're back with Daniel Easton, Marketing Director with Atlantic Station.
Well, I can imagine that when people are out there on the ice, they might work up a bit of an appetite. And, you know, Atlantic Station, there's no shortage of delicious restaurants. You know, you got Rosa Mexicana and Pig and Pearl. Why don't you tell us about some of your favorite restaurants and some of, in your opinion, the best ones in Atlantic Station?
Well, I think my favorite would probably, well, it's got to be the Pig and the Pearl. And this is actually from Todd Martin. He's the owner and operator of The Shed in Glenwood. He also owns a wine store in the city. But the Pig and Pearl's been with us just over a year now. And it's a unique atmosphere, first of all. But it's barbecue taken to the next level. They really wouldn't call themselves a barbecue restaurant. It's a raw house and smoke bar. They smoke almost everything. If you like wings, their smoked wings are, I think, the best in the city.
I love wings.
They've got an oyster special every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dollar oysters, and a great assortment of beer. And of course, since he owns a wine store, they've got a great assortment of wine too. So it's just a fantastic restaurant with a great variety. And yeah, that's probably my favorite. Get down to Chickabiddy quite a bit. That's Sean Doty's restaurant. He also has Bantam and Biddy in the city.
Oh, there's a Bantam and Biddy there too.
It's not a Bantam and Biddy. We're Chickabiddy.
Oh,
so
okay.
He took a different twist with us. If you like chicken and waffles, he's got a few really good ones. He actually does a red velvet waffle. So
what?
And of course, we've got Ron Eister with us too. Speaking of another local chef, a celebrity chef, actually, he was on Top Chef Boston. His restaurant is called Diner, and great breakfast foods, but he's also got a great lunch and dinner menu. So yeah, those are probably my three favorites. Always, you know, Me Hands has been with us for a long time. We've got a big Shamrock the Station planned for the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day. That's a great place to sit and relax and watch a ball game or something and have a beer. Yeah.
Well, and as your colleague said pre-show, I think the guac at Rosa Mexicana is the best in town.
Yeah, it really is. It's great. And of course, if you like margaritas, you can't beat their selection. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting times for Atlantic Station because I believe there's some new ownership, a new leasing company. That's exciting stuff. What are some, how's that going to impact the customers and people that live and work and play at Atlantic Station?
Well, I worked formerly for North American Properties, and they were so focused and did such a fantastic job on bringing some freshness and newness to the property and just really reviving retail sales there on property. And it was great to be part of that story. And now I work for Hines, which we manage and lease the property. And SRS is a real estate partners. They're doing the leasing, and they've got a lot of exciting things you know, lined up. Nothing I can officially announce yet, but, you know, we're going after some fast fashion, just really taking note of what the fashion industry is doing and picking retailers that are staying on top of that so that the selection's always fresh and we've got some relevant retailers. Of course, a great retail mix is key to any property. But, you know, just on top of the retail, we're so focused at Atlantic Station on really creating great experiences. Mm-hmm. So we've got signature events that take place throughout the year, most of them during the warm weather season. So we're getting, you know, geared up for Tot Spot and Wellness Wednesdays. That's our yoga in the park and, you know, movies in Central Park, all of those things that'll come back in spring. But yeah, we've got some new restaurant potential coming as well. Everyone knows that Strip and some other restaurants that were in the Here to Serve group have closed. So we're definitely going to take every opportunity to make sure we do something, you know, fantastic in that space.
Based on the track record and the portfolio of what you got going on right there, I suspect you're going to solve that problem right quick and land some wonderful establishments.
We've had a lot of interest in that space. So yeah, we're taking our time. We're doing it right, just like we would with any retailer that we bring to property. So
we don't want to go in a lot of depth on the residential side of this, but I kind of look at Atlantic Station. There's a big trend in Metro Atlanta about the live, work, play style of living. Definitely. Now. And I look at Atlantic Station as the trailblazer in this town for doing that. So I'm assuming that's all trending well and the residential opportunities are what currently exists is amazing places. And there's probably some neat stuff coming down the road too, I suspect.
Yeah, it is. Leasing is going very well in all of the multifamily that's in the area. The Atlantic, which was topped out when the economy went downhill pretty quickly there in 2008, is now back to being sold for the most part. And that's, you know, I think they're about 80% sold. So that's going very well there too. So there's over 400 homes there. And it's great to see that filling up where it used to be a dark tower. It's now, you know, got residents in it. And it's a beautiful building too.
Yeah. Well, we've had them on the show and it sounds like an amazing place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Atlantic Station, for all its opportunities there, has definitely caught my eye. So, to looking at you guys for social strategy, I believe there's something new implemented, or you guys have created a lot of traction on social media. Talk about that.
Well, we have a full-time social media manager, actually, who works with me and with the team. And, you know, he curates everything that we do through social, be it Twitter, Facebook, and of course, Instagram. Those are the big three that we're very involved in. And between those three, we have 127,000 likes and follows. So, you know, it's definitely something that we keep a very close eye on. And we're very involved in making sure that we stay relevant. And we're always engaged with our guests and our customers, and we're listening. And of course, we want our content to be entertaining and enjoyable. And yeah, I think he does a great job of that. You know, Instagram is probably the one that's growing the most. So you can, you know, follow us on Instagram and get a lot of great information about what's happening on property. And so that's a great place to check us out. Periscope is an app really within Twitter. So it's a video app and he's using that quite a bit. In fact, he used that with the Star Wars premiere, which was a lot of fun. So he was there for all, I think it was almost 14 hours of movies. So yeah, whenever there's something happening on property, he's out there. So
yeah, no offense. He's got the easiest job in town with all the cool stuff you got going on there.
You know, there's a lot of customer service involved in it too, because you hear a lot from our guests. So he's on the front lines as far as answering questions and, you know, keeping people abreast on what's going on. So, you know, it's a lot more to social media than you would think.
Oh,
it's
true. No, trust me. Yeah. It's true. You understand that. Kudos to you on that. Well, Daniel, we want to let you get back to your family on this Christmas day. So before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions and learn more about all the great things happening at Atlantic Station?
Well, definitely look us up on atlanticstation.com. Of course, follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. We've got all kinds of great information there. We've got our concierge services. I can give you the phone number for concierge. It's 404-410-4010. And they're open during center hours and they're there to help. So we look forward to having people come and see us at Atlantic Station.
Outstanding. Daniel Easton, the marketing director with Atlantic Station. Great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Good to be here. Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. So, on behalf of today's guest, Daniel Easton, my co-host, Brian Awney, I am Todd Schneck. On behalf of all of us at the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful time with your families. We'll see you next week.